Fun job. Fun job. Get to travel, you know. Went to a nude beach in Canada. Yep, let me tell you something. Canada should not have nude beaches. I was like, I'll go to a nude beach. I'm not a judgy guy. I'm not a judgy guy. You know, turns out I am. I'm a very judgy guy. I also learned you cannot have a nude beach if it's always cold. First guy I saw at a nude beach in Canada in July was wearing a sweater and no pants. I was like, what are you doing here, sir? You just look like a forgetful guy. You're cold. I can clearly see that you're cold. You know, and if you've never been to a nude beach, I'll save you the time. I'll save you the time. It's just a bunch of old balls. As far as the eye can see, old balls. It's not even a gay nude beach. That's just who goes to nude beaches is old dudes. Something happens to the male psyche around 50, 60. Something happens to us. I don't know what, but at some point we're just like, someone look at it, please, one last time. It's still good, I swear, please. One last gander. It's like a 9-year-old dog at the pound. It's like, I'm still good for a couple pets. Some gray around the snout, but it's fine. This is true. The only young and in shape people I saw at this nude beach were these two Asian guys with huge dicks. Yeah, and I think they're only there to fight racism. Because there's two of them, so you know it's not an anomaly. Because those people are good at math. Fighting stereotypes. Fighting stereotypes. Like a modern day Rosa Parks. A Chan Ho Parks, if you will. A couple baseball fans over here. Oh,